Hi, my name's Mo Vesey. I'm your 2012 president of the National Association of Realtors, and I'm happy to be chatting with you today, especially just after the president's State of the Union message last night. And what an interesting State of the Union message it was. The first time, really, that anybody has brought up the issue of housing and how important it is to the fabric of America right in his State of the Union message to Congress and to the American public. Not only have they not addressed us as emphatically as we'd like them to, they've left this as pretty much something that it wasn't on the table until just recently. So this is really encouraging, but more importantly, it's encouraging because you engaged. You made sure that the call to actions when we asked them to were done. You made sure that you voiced your opinion. You made sure that you invested from the standpoint of RPAC and your local and state associations. And the folks in Washington made sure they represented you in the very best manner they possibly could. So they know we're here. I'm going to tell you one other thing I'd like you to do. In May of this year, we're going to have another meeting in Washington, D.C. We usually get between 6,000 and 8,000 folks here. I think this year we'd like to represent ourselves in a much grander fashion. Make sure that the folks in Congress recognize and understand that we're here and we're engaged and we're representative of not just our industry, but the consumer and the homeowner, both those that own homes today, the 75 million folks that do, and those that want to own homes that are capable of doing so. So we're looking to get as many people in Washington in our May meetings as we possibly can. I need you to go out and bring folks to Washington, D.C., in those May meetings. I need 15,000 people here to clog the halls, jam up the elevators, make the lines a mile long. I want them to recognize and understand that the realtors are in town, they care about housing, they understand how important it is to the economic health of this country and the moral and social fabric of this country, and that you're willing to be counted and come here in Washington, D.C. Okay, the second thing is the National Flood Insurance Program. We've made this a priority, not just here in Washington, but we've heard this all over the United States, from Memphis to Miami to Minot. Everyone has experienced the tragedies of flood across this great nation. Without good, solid flood insurance, long-term, not a six-month or a three-month repair job, but I mean a five-year long-term flood insurance policy, this country is always going to be concerned, and so are the lenders, about whether or not there's going to be flood insurance ample to take care of the problem. We continue to make this a priority. We need you to respond when we ask you to. It's a great opportunity for you to make sure that you're engaged. No matter where you are, it's no longer just a coastal issue, but as I mentioned, Minot, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, and Miami, Florida, all have experienced these problems. So thank you very much for becoming involved. And finally, the Realtor Party Advocacy and Policy Conference is this week. As a matter of fact, I'm here in Washington, D.C. I can tell you that the folks here are engaged on your behalf, that the lobbyists and our governmental team is engaged on your behalf, and that we are going to bring to you the very best product we possibly can, not just from an advocacy standpoint, but from a state and local standpoint as well. We will send folks out to you, we'll call you, we'll get engaged as much as you can. If you need our help, we want to make sure we're there for you. God bless you. I love you. You're realtors. I do what you do every day. Have a wonderful day.